My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Come on.
Welcome to Lifeblood. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Pace Ellsworth. Pace, are you ready to do this?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, let's go. Pace is the founder and CEO of Nucleus. He is an entrepreneur with a passion for bringing web and mobile business ideas to life. He is turning world-class ideas into apps. Pace, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Well, I'm a father of three. My partner, we live in Chicago area, so just southwest of the city, and it's great. We've been here for about a year. We used to live in Arizona for a while. Seems like a weird move, most people say, but you know, to be with family, especially recently, has been phenomenal, and especially working from home again is actually beneficial. I love it. And then what I do is Nucleus. I built this for the purpose of making a sustainable future for myself and for other people at the company, and the biggest thing I'm focusing on there is automation. Is there something that I'm doing or other companies are doing that they don't need to be doing anymore because there's a way around it, and that could save their company to bring them above water so they stop treading water? That's really the goal of Nucleus, is to kind of get people to a place where they're automated and then they can focus on the future.
Nice. Well, I think that's an incredible mission. And when I hear automation, I imagine that's different today than it was a week ago, and different certainly than it was 10 years ago, right? How fast is automation changing?
Well, it's amazing to see. We had a very interesting conversation, even just the other day, with one of our clients that they help the flower industry, like floral arrangements and florists, mom and pop shops. And just thinking about, they were detailing one specific process where some of their they do marketing campaigns. One of the marketing campaigns is to marketing campaign out in cases where their people are prepping flowers for condolences. So they need to be very careful about the messages that get sent out, and so they have put in some processes to safeguard against some automated emails going out depending on the message. And so we were talking about how they could improve that and using like advanced AI practices and then things like that. So yeah, it's a very fast moving industry with cryptocurrency and all this stuff that gets thrown at people that they don't know what to do with. I think probably one of the most ever present things since the dawn of the internet has just been privacy and security. And that is constantly changing inside of that industry, but most people don't know much about it. All they hear is that, this information was hacked, that information was hacked. And so one of the things to focus on with the right software company, the right technology partner, is just to make sure that your stuff is safe, because that's your lifeblood. So many businesses run on the internet. They don't really realize what game they're playing and how much of their stuff is dependent upon technology, and how vulnerable they could be. And so just safety first is one of the biggest things that we run into.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. Fascinating. So it's almost to the point of, if you can dream it, you can make it happen, kind of a thing.
Oh, for sure. We really can make just about anything happen. We talk about whether people should do a native mobile app in the App Store, or whether they just have a website that has the same functionality or most of the same functionalities, because they're not the same, but there are pros and cons to each approach. And then what can you do with it? You can make a new tool for your staff to automate some process that normally takes them 30 minutes each time. You could take it down to 2 minutes or 0 minutes if you could just completely automate it away. Or you could build some new tool for your customers, some site or page or applet or something that would give them more transparency or more options, more freedom with your products and services. And so that in turn could greatly increase the size of your audience or keep people in the door or get them off the sidewalk, down sitting inside your location, basically. So that's really what it comes down to, is if you can dream it, and we can help you dream it. And that's the biggest part.
How do you, well, you're the founder and CEO. So how are you spending your time? I mean, I imagine that it's a function of there's constantly new stuff flowing at you from technology changes and crypto, like you mentioned, and security threats and security ways to protect. So how do you balance like new information coming in versus just working and managing?
It can be a challenge. What's come kind of naturally is that whenever there's some new problem, something inherent to software development, merely just figuring out how to put a table on a page or something like that, how to make it sort or, you know, in a certain way, you do need to do a lot of research. So if there's some higher level meta discussion of some bigger problem to solve, we do a ton of research, and it just comes naturally to look at the options and not just stick with what we know. Because you can't just stick with what you know in this space. Everything just changes all the time. And for me, I wear a lot of hats. I do pretty much everything at the company. And gradually, as people get, you know, into place and trained on the right, doing things the right way, then I can kind of step back and let them handle specific projects. So thankfully, we do have a team of 6 full-time in the US and a number of contractors. And they are handling projects that I don't have to touch every day. So that's we're really going in the right direction. And we have a team that can actually take on, you know, large projects.
Yeah. It's you got a little giggle about how you need to automate your own company, right?
Yeah, for sure. It's an ever present challenge, because we're even running into, since we're not an enormous company, there's a little bit of a catch-22 every single small business goes through, where they need to focus in on a specific type of customer in order to grow faster or grow to a next level. But they also need to kind of take whatever they can get to stay alive. So it's something that we've gone through multiple times in the course of the past 2 years. And when we're kind of at the tail end of one of those phases, like really optimizing the business itself and working on the business is tough, as opposed to just doing the day to day.
Yeah, 1000%. So how are you, how, I suppose ideally everybody would recognize that they have a need for improving their business systems, and then they would just come to you and say, hey, I see this as a problem, how can I help? But that probably doesn't happen that much. It's more a function of you need to get people's attention with the idea of, I bet there's something going on over there with your business that you could really optimize.
I would say the vast majority, it feels, of the time, people come to us because they say, I have an idea. And usually it's something completely out of the box, something that's a new project for them. But I think nearly as often they have a brand new idea, something radically different for their business. When we're just approaching someone that they're not coming to us from that mindset, we try to get to, what are the deliverables that they care about? What is your conversion rate? What is your retention rate? You know, what is your profit margin? Are you happy with those numbers? Usually they don't know the answer to the first question, what their numbers are. And so we can help them get those numbers. And that would be the very first project that we could solve. And solve that by just, you know, optimizing the flow of how they deal with their clients. And then as far as whether they're happy with those numbers, you know, that if they know them, then most likely the answer is no, they're not happy with them. There's something drastically new that we could change to improve their efficiency, and that would make a huge difference. And we really want to try to focus on what can we plan to do in the next like 30 to 90 days. So we're not going to break the bank for them and in what we could build, and they could quickly get a return on investment. And that's the goal, really, is they spend a dollar, they get 10 back. That's the real goal.
Got it. Well, that certainly does make sense. And as you're talking, I was thinking, okay, so I don't know. I was just sort of thinking that we were automating mundane tasks away, but it can also be we're automating and making more efficient the customer experience so that any kinks that are in the hose, we get rid of those. So it's easy for them to buy and it's easy for them to stay a customer and all that.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're thinking about things like right now, if there's no customer portal right now at all, like there's no place that they can log in and sign in and put their information in, then that means that the business doesn't really know who their customer is and they can't optimize for anything. So they could have this assumption in their minds. You see this all the time on those very catchy shows like The Prophet and Hell's Kitchen, things like that, that they don't know what their best products and services are, the ones that sell the most. And if they knew that, they could cut away things that are not working for them, that are actually hurting their business. And they could find out exactly what customers they should be working with. It's those things. It's just improving the relationship between the business and the client, so that we can get them closer to the front door or inside the business, and we can, you know, improve that relationship and make more magic happen. So that's really what we're shooting for is the results, not just looking at this process in kind of a bare metal mechanical fashion.
Got it. I think that makes a lot of sense. And these days, I imagine that the people you run into, they probably have stuff, but it's all just sort of independently sort of siloed out. And how do I bring all these things together and then do it securely?
Yeah, I would say, I'm not sure if it depends on how fast they grow, but very often if a business is growing very quickly, it's because they just used tools that were out of the box and services that are ready to start up. And they supplement that with just some very low skill, quick solution. As a result, we see a lot of things where a company is using 8 different systems. They're paying through the nose on a monthly basis for technology, where they could spend, in some cases, they could build a custom solution for less than the cost of what they're spending every month on the technology and the people to support that technology inside their company. So they could essentially redirect all of those resources and own their, and even go further, improve the quality of the data and everything. Since the system data would all be together, it wouldn't need to move and be stuck between these different siloed systems. If we can build something like that for them, that just, it really changes the game. It's like doing a It's like moving, you know, your house and picking something that works for your family since your family has changed.
Yeah, well, that certainly does make sense. And that's one of those win-wins that we hear about, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, it's sometimes tough to like put the time into thinking about what needs to change there. But just like if you're doing therapy, you really kind of need to open up all the closets and look at the nitty-gritty and be open and honest about it in order to find out what's wrong.
Got it. Yeah. Do you have an average kind of average engagement time, or maybe just walk us through the process of how that therapy session works, where we open everything up and check it all out?
Yeah, thanks. It'll depend a lot on the size of the project. Sometimes a business only needs a few small things changed, and that will make a big difference. And so it can be one conversation to say, great, we're going to do this list of 10 things. We'll send you an invoice and we'll get started and we'll get that done real quick. So sometimes the planning is only a few hours. I would say normally it'll take a few days. It'll take a few sessions to identify what's wrong, and then further time to research into their systems after we get access, do an audit, and then come back with a statement of work for some longer term phased approach. And then, you know, we get that work done in over the course of, like I said, 1 to 3 months, 1 to 4 months or something. And then we plan the next phase and go from there. So sometimes we stop working with the company after a month, but pretty often we will be available as that technology partner, especially if we're building something new that's going to serve them for the future.
That makes sense. Yeah. Well, Pace, people are ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
I would say what's going to make a big difference is realize that that technology as a whole is like just another employee in your business. And you often spend a lot on your payroll. You often spend a lot on the right people. So you should be willing to consider spending the right amount on your technology in order to make sure that it's serving you. Because you don't normally keep people on if they're hurting the company, but often we see businesses keeping the same technology for 5-10 years, even though the world has changed around them and it's, you know, it doesn't work anymore.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets a come on. Yeah. It's a cool way to think about that, and a really, really appropriate way to think about it, the way that we do business these days, obviously. So yeah. Technology focused for the majority. And so why not? Why wouldn't you treat it as importantly as it really is?
So. Especially in the world of AI assistance and things like that, we really are kind of treating technology as an operating, you know, thinking machine. So
yeah. Well, Pace, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you and how can they engage with you in Nucleus?
They can go to our website and just go book a strategy session with us. And that's Nucleus with an I, NUCLIUS.com. And that would be the best place.
Perfect. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Pace your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to Nucleus.com. That's NUCLIUS.com. And click book a strategy session and find out if there's opportunities for you to optimize, automate, make life easier, better, more efficient, all of those things. Thanks again, Pace.
Thank you. Thank you, George.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.